The United States midterm elections occur halfway through a president's term and are generally considered a test of the president's performance. The 2018 midterms will be held on November the 6th, with all 435 House of Representatives seats up for election. In the Senate, just 36 seats, one-third of the chamber, are up for election. Dougal Robinson, a research fellow at the Sydney-based US Studies Centre, says the results will especially reveal how President Donald Trump is tracking within his own party.
If Republicans hold on to the House of Representatives and the Senate, then that will be an indication that despite Trump's unpopularity with America as a whole, he still is very popular with the Republican base.
But more importantly, the midterms have the power to either curb or enhance President Trump's influence in Congress. An analysis of the polls by the US Study Center finds the Republicans are likely to retain control of the Senate. For the Democrats to regain a majority in the House of Representatives, they need to pick up 24 seats, but Mr. Robinson says that's very possible. If it happens, it would add to President Trump's problems, with a hamstrung legislative agenda and the House possibly blocking his nominees for executive positions. Mr. Robinson says he believes the Democrats could also use their numbers to set up committees targeting the president.
They will have an opportunity to set up special panels and committees to essentially try to smear President Trump. That's what the Republicans did in the lead up to the 2016 election when they created the Benghazi Commission designed to smear Hillary Clinton, who had been Secretary of State at the time, and try to damage her prospects in the 2016 election.
Mr. Robinson says there's also the possibility of an impeachment motion.
If Democrats take the House, they'll be on a high. They will feel as though the country is on side with them, and therefore really against President Trump on the whole. I think there'll be a lot of pressure from the Democratic base for a new Democratic House of Representatives to vote immediately to impeach President Trump.
But it is important to note impeachment in the House does not mean instant removal from office. The motion would move to the Senate, predicted to be retained by the Republicans, and there a trial requires two-thirds support. More concerning, Mr. Robinson says, is the possibility of more government shutdowns. He says the deepening divide between the left and right of politics could lead to legislation remaining in limbo.
It means that the representatives from both the Democratic and the Republican parties have strong incentives to not compromise, to stick to their principles. And what that means for Washington as a whole is that legislation gets stuck on the floor of the House of Representatives or the floor of the Senate.
That was the case when the Republicans held both houses in the last 2 years of Barack Obama's presidency, forcing him to turn to foreign policy or executive orders to be able to act. Australia is also likely to be affected by the hyper-partisanship. Mr. Robinson says it would be bad for Australia's interests.
It means that the US government's actions and the actions of the US political system are less predictable. And compromise is supposed to, compromise is required to make these things work. And compromise is a dwindling thing in Washington, D.C. at the moment.
He adds, if the Democrats retake the House, it's also likely to lead to lower defence spending. Last week, tens of thousands of students rallied for gun control at protests across the United States. Led by the teenage survivors of the deadly Parkland, Florida school shooting, it was a major moment ahead of the midterms. Organisers sought to enrol 25,000 young people eligible to vote in 8 months, with student David Hogg outlining targets such as the National Rifle Association in the election.
We are going to make this the voting issue. When politicians send their thoughts and prayers with no action, we say no more. And to those politicians supported by the NRA that allow the continued slaughter of our children and our future, I say get your resumes ready.
Despite the momentum, Dougal Robinson says he's sceptical the turnout for the rallies will flow on to the midterms. He points out for midterm elections, voter turnout is traditionally low.
For Democrats to make major gains and pass some sort of gun reform, you would need this Democratic base to turn out in large numbers to vote in November. Whether or not that happens remains to be seen.
Abby O'Brien, SBS News.